Welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold. I am delighted to be speaking to actor Gary Cole, who has an incredible body of work as an actor in film, television, voiceover, and theater. And in fact, if you go to his website, you'll see this really long list of projects he's been involved with. Currently, Gary is a recurring character in two acclaimed TV series, Veep and The Good Wife. He's an accomplished stage actor, having worked with the iconic Steppenwolf Theater Company in Chicago and numerous theater outlets around the country as well. Now, soon, Gary will be seen in New Jersey at the New Jersey Rep, premiering in a play coming up June 25th, the world premiere of a play by Richard Dresser. Hey, Gary, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much.
It's so great speaking with you. I really enjoy your work currently on The Good Wife. But I remember you from the television show Midnight Caller years ago.
Sure.
So you have, as I mentioned at the beginning of this, all this work that you've done in your career. Tell me what stands out in your mind that is something that you found intriguing, interesting, something you're proud of.
Well, I've been fortunate. I mean, I've been able to, probably through no fault of my own, but I have landed a few times, and I would count doing this show that I'm doing right now, Veep, as one of those times, to be involved in some in pretty classic television, two of which had to do with politics. The first one was The West Wing, and then again on the comedic side of politics, this current show, Veep, both of which I think are, you know, will be remembered for a long time and are, you know, some of the best writing I've, you know, dealt with in television in my career.
That's so great to have that opportunity. And with the different projects you've been involved with, you have received many accolades. The San Francisco Chronicle said this: Cole is the best dramatic lead actor in any new fall series. How nice is that to receive this kind of feedback from the media?
Well, it's flattering, and it's always, actors will certainly take praise whenever they can get it. But sometimes you have to be careful about reviews or what the media goes with, because if you believe all the good ones, then the flip side says you have to believe the really bad ones too. And I've gotten my share of those, and I choose not to want to believe what they say. So I guess you kind of have to live somewhere in the middle and, just be thankful for the work itself.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you I'm listening to you, and I certainly know physically what you look like, but your voice is so interesting to me. As a voice person myself, you're a voice actor, and you've recorded audiobooks and been a voice on animated series, which is a little bit different from, you know, having your full expression with your body and your face. As an actor, tell me what that experience is like.
Well, I enjoy it a lot because it isn't, you know, you're right. You're freed from any kind of, you know, visual pigeonhole that you might be put in. You know, because you're just creating the character, you know, through your voice. So you've really got to, you know, you've got the opportunity to play pretty much anything you can get away with, I guess would be a way to put it. And I got very lucky. I wound up on some, you know, some of the best writing going on in television right now. I've been, the first voices I did for animation were on Family Guy. And that opened the door for a bunch of other things that have, you know, come since. Even though I still do, once in a while, I'll still do Family Guy. I'm a kind of a recurring character there. So it's great, and it's a little bit different, but the objective is the same. You're creating a character and trying to, you know, be part of a story, and you know, just kind of making sure you're fitting into that puzzle as best you can, and telling a story and then helping out in that way.
What is the character on Family Guy that you do?
The recurring character I play is, his name is Principal Shepherd. He's the principal of the school. And once in a while over the years, I've played, you know, any number of kind of generic, I've played a waiter, I think I played Janet Reno one time. I asked Seth MacFarlane. I said, "Do you want me to do a? Do you want me to do an imitation?" He said, "No, I just wanted a man's voice to do Janet Reno for some reason." So
I remember that, Gary. I actually remember that episode.
Oh, do you? Okay, there you go.
Yes, I do. That's fantastic. Wow, a lot of fun doing that in the booth for sure. Well, coming up later this month in June, you go to New Jersey to star in the world premiere of a play by Richard Dresser. It sounds like a suspenseful play. It's called
Closure.
Can you give us a little bit about the plot, what we can expect?
Yeah, the plot is basically, I think, inspired by, it's not any way a kind of document of, but it's inspired by a case and cases similar. If we go back, and I'm not sure how old it is now, but the Natalie Holloway case, the young girl who disappeared from like a resort island on vacation.
Right.
And I don't know that it was ever resolved.
No.
That's basically the backdrop of this. I play a detective who is a local, who now is part of local law enforcement on an island. Wendy Malick plays the mother of a young girl, college age, who has disappeared. And we pick up the play about 3 months later after her disappearance. There's been no resolve. We don't know, you know, we have no idea necessarily what's happened to her. We don't know whether she's dead or alive. And that's where the play picks up.
Wow, that sounds really intriguing and certainly something that people who have been following this case would be interested in seeing as well. And it's for a limited run in Long Branch, New Jersey. Now, currently I'm speaking to you in California, right?
That's correct, yes.
You're in the middle of rehearsing something else.
No, we have been rehearsing the play for the last, it's been a very weird schedule because Wendy had some obligations. I did too at the last minute. I was actually working in Richmond, but in the last month and a half, we've been kind of piecing together a rehearsal schedule, although it's gone very well. And we've rehearsed, I guess in total, about 10 or 12 days, but that took us about 4 weeks to do that, and we're in the final rehearsal here, and then at this weekend we arrive in New Jersey, and then we'll be, you know, at the theater on this set that's been constructed, and then we'll have the final 2 weeks of rehearsal before we have a couple of previews, and then we open on, I think it's the 27th, or maybe it's either the 26th or the 27th of June.
Wow, so they came to you, you're in California, you get to rehearse the play in your area, and then you come east to New Jersey and do the piece there. And it really sounds like a fascinating play. So I would encourage anybody in the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area to check it out because it is the world premiere of a new play. You seem to love theater, Gary. I know, you know, being with Steppenwolf, you started your own theater company years ago. Is that something that you really prefer? I know that's a question actors are often asked with different medium, but is that something you do prefer to do?
I don't know that I prefer it. I mean, I don't know that I prefer it over being in front of a camera, but I guess I still have a need to do it, and I believe in my case it makes me a better actor for the camera. When I keep my hand in it, you know, it's where I was trained. It's where I did most of my fundamental learning about acting. And there's really nothing like being in front of an audience and having to sustain something for 90 minutes or whatever it is. It's a very different experience from, you know, doing takes, you know, that are usually only about 3 to 4 minutes long, in front of a camera. So I still, you know, it's like I can't shake it off, and not that I want to. I mean, it's just kind of in me. And so when these opportunities came up, a lot of things were aligned. A terrific play by Rick Dresser, an old friend, Joe Kakachi, who's directing the play, who's the one that brought it to me. And then over the years, I've done a few readings with Wendy Malick. We've not really worked together other than that, but I really like Wendy a lot. I think she's, you know, incredibly talented, and this was an opportunity to work with her. And so, you know, all of those things lined up for a a positive choice. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, interestingly, Joe Kakachi is an old friend of mine too. So we we go way back as well. So it's a small world, and I want to wish you and Wendy and the cast all the best in this world premiere that will be at the New Jersey Repertory Theater. It is at the end of June through July 19th. Check it out. Gary Cole, great work on television, film, and in theater, and it's a real pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you very much. You too. Thanks for having me.
It's Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold, and this is America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.